Dan Nanniner, the light hits disc jockey with an anger issue. And there's Bruce Springsteen, and that's called Born to Run. And a little bit after the 9 o'clock hour here on the Dan Nanniner get-together on WENR 98.8 here in the Chestnut Valley. Abracadabra Cleaners would like you to know that if you bring in your suit, your culottes, your shorts, undergarments, anything you need for school or business, they'll get it out the same day at Abracadabra Cleaners. At Abracadabra Cleaners, excuse me, is the name of them, and they've been doing it the right way, your way, the way it ought to be done, for the last 26 years. Go in and see Lionel and Sarah, and tell them Dan Nanniner sent you, and they'll give you a 2% off of your laundry and folding, and 5% off your dry cleaning at Abracadabra Cleaners. They're located at 6161 Gustafson, and that's in the Chestnut Valley area. And remember to tell them that Dan Nanniner sent you, please, because they're a couple of cunts. Remember, Abracadabra Cleaners, Abracadabra Cleaners. You'll be glad you did. Playing the light sounds the right way. This is WETT 101.6 in the Chestnut Valley.
You don't love me, don't you care? Don't you care?
Isn't that wonderful? Don't you care? The Buckinghams here on WICC. And this is Dan Nanniner on WENR 98.9 here on your favorite radio station. Dan Nanniner until Nanooner right here on WICY. 61.3. Your automobile is important to you. It should be anyway. It gets you from here to there and back again, doesn't it? Well, at Floyd's Automotive, they are dedicated to making sure you're number one with them, number one with your family, number one with your business, your friends, because you'll always be reliable. You'll always be there at their service with your car tuned up at Floyd's Automotive. And they don't just tune cars up. They do all the major repairs, all of your front end and back end work, and they also, of course, can do interior. They do the lighting, electrical, everything you need done on your automobile. They'll do it at Floyd's Automotive. They've been a fixture here in the Chestnut Valley since 1966. I certainly hope you'll give them a call. Their number is 555-1283. Fuck him. I hope he dies in a shroud of fire and blood. That's Floyd's Automotive. You'll be glad you did. The light hits the light way. This is WXYL, lighting the way. The birds, and flying into your Sunday morning here on WENR, Dan Nanniner. And I hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning here. I am here until Nanniner, Dan Nanniner, at 61.3 WRRL, right here in the Chestnut Valley. Well, we're having such a wonderful morning. I've got some of the great hits coming up. We're going to be hearing from the Carpenters in just a moment. And we have Cat Stevens coming along too. The general manager of our station is Wes Underbuck. He takes it right up the ass. I want you to think about this the next time you consider a new family dentist. Roy Arbogast has been in the Chestnut Valley here for quite some time, lying horse's ass. Since 1999, Roy has been serving the families of the Chestnut Valley with great dental service, great dental work, orthodonture work, as well as oral surgery. He's got it all, and he's got it for you there at Roy Arbogast Family Dentist. Won't you visit him? Don't call. He'll be fucking someone else's wife. Roy Arbogast Family Dentist for Chestnut Valley. This is Dan Nanniner. What do we got here on tap? The Carpenters now with Dan the Neener here on WRRY, broadcasting for the entire Chestnut Valley. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Let's listen to The Carpenters now and For All We Know on WENR.
Oh, look at the two of us.
The Carpenters, For All We Know. Isn't that a lovely song? That's just a lovely song. That was played, boy, I'll tell you, that was played at my very first wedding. I've been married to 6 worthless fucking sows, and it was a glorious, glorious wedding, and that just was really the topper there when that song was played. Everyone danced and sang and had quite a good time at the reception, too. Thank goodness it was paid for by her father, an escaped Nazi war criminal. All right, let's take a look now at the weather here for Chestnut Valley. Mostly cloudy skies until Tuesday, and we've got a 60% chance of some thundershower activity in the outer ring. Here in Chestnut Valley right now, expect local thundershowers until 8 a.m., followed by brightening and sun, and then it'll cloud up again in the late afternoon. But it looks like it's going to be a very nice day for you. Right now here at our WXCC studios in downtown Chestnut Valley, it's 57 degrees. Dan the Neener here with you until the noontime hour on WILL, and then it's Laura Kincaid, who has a feminine hygiene problem. Here now, Cat Stevens, morning has broken.
Morning has broken like the first morn.
Is he queer? Cat Stevens, morning has broken on WQLL, the sounds for all of Chestnut Valley. Boy, there's a great memory, isn't it? Dan the Neener here, broadcasting from our studios here in the Chestnut Valley and beyond. And, you know, it's one thing to have a cleaning service that arrives and does the bare minimum. It's something else entirely when you hire Jazzbo's cleaning service. They come in and do it all. Vacuuming, deep cleaning. They'll also do the curtains. They'll do the blinds. You wouldn't believe the kinds of specific and deep cleaning things they get into. Jazzbo's cleaning service, a born thief just out of prison, a drug dealer, Mark Jazzbo's cleaning service can bring to you the kind of cleaning service you've only dreamed of. They'll do it all, they'll get it done fast, and they'll get out while the getting's good. Mark Jazzbo's cleaning service, that's Jazzbo to his friends at 21 Pepper Street, or call them at 555-3838. Jazzbo's cleaning service. And he stinks. Christ, does he stink. Here comes the sounds of Chicago now. The beginnings from Chicago on WIOO. I'm Dan the Neener. Isn't that an interesting African beat? Kind of a cha-cha beat. Dan the Neener, broadcasting here on WOWI in the Chestnut Valley. And boy, oh boy, we're going to have ourselves a big time here all the way till Nanooner on the Neener Show. Have I told you about Pepper's Chicken Spray? I haven't, have I? I'll tell you why. I'm almost trying to keep it to myself. It's so good. Put on Pepper's Chicken Spray anywhere. You can put it on food, even put it on yourself. It's that kind of a scent. It smells like food, and yet it can smell good as an underarm deodorant or a cologne. Do I sound crazy? Fuck you. I'll tell you, it sounds crazy, but it works. Because what smells better than a freshly cooked meal? How about nothing? A freshly cooked meal is the greatest smell there is, and you could walk around all day long smelling like a chicken pot pie. Dan the Neener here with you till noontime. That's Nanooner time around here on WIWOWE. Wow.
It's over and done, but the heartache lives on inside.
She's singing about my career.
Oh, and who is the one you're cleaning?
And on the show today, we've got Dr. Ron Turner.
Oh, he called up. He was angry, right?
Yeah, he's hopping mad about a couple things.
Dr. Ron Tarter was hopping mad.
Yeah, very, very angry, because he was in a car with his son, and he read...
And he read what?
And he read something off of a tweeter.
Well, apparently he's put out with you, Phil, and it was something you said today.
Yeah, the comment you made about Rick Elk.
The what? Did you make a comment about a man named Rick Elk?
I made a joke about a tweet.
Yeah, that's it. It was a tweet.
Yeah, the tweet was from that lady, that Dana Loesch.
The NRA lady.
Yeah. She tweeted out.
Oh, I know what the tweet says.
Well, let me just tell the people.
Let Robert tell everyone.
Yeah, the tweet said that she could eat elk all day long, and she's going to have to pack her freezer with that, you know, this summer, something like that.
Yeah, it said she could eat elk all day long. She wants to pack her freezer with it.
Now, what happened was Tarter was reading that. I don't know. Do you want to just talk to him?
Yeah, is he on the line?
No, we haven't called him yet.
You haven't called him yet. All right. What is his problem?
He was reading that, Phil, out loud to his son when all of a sudden your little comment came in.
Well, it's not my fault that he's not editing this.
Well, yeah, but you know something, Phil? Some people read out loud to their children, and you figure maybe just once in their lives they can read something without pure filth searing the insides of their mouths, pouring out of them like a stream of like demon vomit. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by demon vomit? You mean...
Yeah, like lava. Yeah, there you go. Like lava. Like the demon... You know what I mean? You don't... I can tell by the dumb look on your face.
No, what's the dumb look on my face? I don't know what you mean, but...
No, I didn't say the dumb look of the foot. I said the dumb look of the...
I know what you said, General.
His name isn't Renral, it's General.
I said General.
No, you mistaken you in Renral.
Are we going to start in with this again?
No, we're not. I'm trying to get him on the phone right now.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about this like this is some big... Big emergency.
No, it's just, it's something that I think every parent can relate to. And it's something we you know, Phil, I back you up on most things.
No, I don't know that.
I beg your pardon?
No, I don't know that you back me up on most things, no.
Well, let me tell you this, homeboy. Yes, I do. When you're not around, when I'm out in the world and people want to rip into you for the thing...
You know, Phil, there's a lot of things we don't tell. People come up and say, what's with Henry? He really sucks. This kind of stuff. And we don't tell you about that.
Well, you know why you don't have to tell me about that? Because I hear about it anyway. So don't worry about it.
Don't start to cry or anything.
Yeah, I'm saying it looks like you're going to cry.
I'm not going to cry. But look at, man, this is the name of the game, okay? You know, you got to be able to take it. You got to be able to roll with the punches, you know? This is the name of the game. So don't worry about that. You want to tell me something, you tell me something. And if Ron Tarter wants to tell me something, he can tell me something.
Yeah, we're going to get him on the phone right now.
Good. Get Ron Tarter on the phone right now. Welcome anyway, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much, Dan Nanniner.
Jesus. What was that all about?
That's a brand new show, I guess. They want us to, we're carrying portions of it here on the Phil Henry Show website. By the way, the Phil Henry Show website is available to you anytime you want it. Anytime you want to log on and listen to our shows from many, many years ago. Recent shows, if you want to. If you want to look at our video casts, if you want to look at the Henry Home movies, if you want to look at TV pilots we've done, TV interviews we've done, radio interviews we've done, if you want to look at the scores and scores, the voluminous... material and stuff like that on the website.
Yes, and stuff like that.
Right. Just go to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com and get that backstage pass. You can get it for a month. You can get it for a year. I don't even know what the price is. It's so inexpensive.
Well, I think the year price is 65. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, we don't know what the hell the price is. Just go to the website.
Well, man, that's not professional.
I know it ain't professional, man. Go to the website, check it out, folks. Get a backstage pass, because that's the only way you can really enjoy the Phil Henry Show. We have our chats on Friday night. We have our live streaming show on Sunday, which right now, by the way, we are putting together, you know, we're trying to get our streaming going. I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
What is that? The live video stream is what?
The live video stream is jacked up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been jacked up for a couple of weeks.
We got to get some stuff straight, man. The people that we use that care, it's going to be fine. Don't worry about it, man. We're fine-tuning this baby. This thing, man, is going to... I mean, I'm maximizing my potentialities. I got some stuff that's about to explode.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Benny Blanco.
So check it out, philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com. Do it today. Dr. Ron Tarter joining us from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. Dr. Tarter, I hear that you got a little bit of a bone to pick with me.
Well, no, it's not. I wouldn't call it that, Phil.
But you got upset with me.
Well, look, I like to read Twitter, and sometimes I read it out loud to my son, Joshua. And one of the timelines that I like to read to him is your timeline. Now, you know, he could read it himself, but I'd rather, because some of it's adult in nature, I'd rather screen it for him. And so I'll read it out loud at the breakfast table or something like that.
Okay. That sounds like a a good thing to do with the family.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? I haven't even heard about anyone doing that.
You read the timelines, huh?
Well, I read out some of the tales. Say, hey, what did Mr. Henry write today, or some of the other people? Well, I read that this Dana Loesch, which, by the way, Joshua thinks she's beautiful and he really loves her, and he's seen her on TV.
Dana Loesch is the NRA spokesperson?
Well, she's also a talk show host. But yes, she does, I believe, represent the NRA.
Yeah, it's on NRA TV and everything like that.
Yeah, NRA TV, what is that?
Yeah, that's the TV, isn't it, bud?
Yeah, they have a TV.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything more than I am.
Apparently, they've got a TV channel or a streaming, live streaming video service.
All right. Well, she had written, apparently she's a hunter, and she'd written that I could eat elk all day long, which is the...
She could eat elk all day long.
That's correct, yes.
So she hunts these animals you know, and it sounds to me like she's trying to be shocking.
Well, that wasn't the problem, because, you know, you could say what you want about hunting. The problem that I had was that she wrote this, I could eat elk all day long, and it looks like I'll be stuffing my freezer full of it this summer.
Now, she's talking about elk as in the four-legged animal.
Yes, yeah.
See, that's why I hate hunting.
Right.
I don't think that's the problem here, though, right?
No, that is not the problem. The problem is what Phil said.
Well, don't you find that, though, offensive, someone talking about an animal like that?
I don't want to get into the particulars of hunting right now, Ms. Gray, because it isn't really what I took exception to.
All right, but that's interesting that you didn't take exception to that.
Okay, we could discuss that.
Margaret, I think he's got a different thing he wants to talk about, Margaret.
All right.
Yeah, you're right, we could discuss that another time. But what I'm trying to say is that I read this comment from her, which was, I could eat elk all day long, and I'm ready to stuff my freezer full of it this summer. Now, someone had tweeted that comment, or what they call retweeted. You know what that is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we know what a retweet is.
Okay. I don't know how familiar a lot of people are with this. And he said, is this code for something?
Now, who was the guy retweeting it?
It's a gentleman that you follow, Mr. Schooley.
Okay, yeah.
All right. And he said, well, is this code for something? So I'm having a good time with this. I'm talking to Joshua. I said, oh, I wonder what this is about. She's going to stuff, you know, her freezer full of elk. She could eat elk all day long. And then I made the mistake of reading your comment. And when I say mistake, Phil, I'm not trying to say that you're not a worthy person to follow and listen to opinions. But I had no idea that you were going to stoop to this level, knowing possibly kids are listening or reading.
Okay, I know what you're talking. You want me to say it?
No. I would like to say, I know what you know what you wrote, right?
Well, what did you write, Phil?
No, let me say. So she says, I could eat elk all day long. I'm going to stuff my freezer full of it. And Mr. Henry writes, elk is code for Rick Elk, her firearms instructor, and her freezer, what she means by that is her you-know-what.
Jesus H.
You said that, Phil.
Yes, I did.
And, you know, he's smiling a little bit.
And so you read this out loud to your son.
I did. I read it to Joshua. Before I knew what I was doing, I said, oh, and look at what Mr. Henry said, that elk is code for Rick Elk, her firearms instructor, and her freezer is her you-know-what. And Joshua looks at me and goes, Daddy, does that mean she's going to be eating? And I said, don't say anything else, please, Joshua, because I don't want to slap your face. I said something I really regret. I said, I don't want to slap your face and then pick you up and throw you out of the car. God help me for that.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Well, now, who's got the bigger problem, Phil or you?
I was provoked by Mr. Henry.
Wait a minute. Nothing I wrote would provoke you into picking your kid up.
No, but you inspired my son to say, hey, Dad, is elk the guy that, you know, she's going to stuff her freezer full of?
He said that.
No, but he was about to say that.
He was about to say that, and based on what you thought he was about to say, you were going to throw him out of the car.
Well, wait. How did we get on B all of a sudden? That's very interesting.
Well, it's because it's a very extreme response. Yes, you're right. What Mr. Henry wrote is that is adult in nature. But if your son repeated it, how old is your son?
My son's 8 years old, okay?
All right, your son can't be blamed. He's going to repeat what he's going to repeat.
No, you're right. That's why I warned him. You understand? I'm not saying, if I warned my son, don't you dare say what I think you're going to say, or I'm going to throw you out of the car, you'll think he's going to learn a lesson.
Did you say that to the boy, actually?
I don't know if I said I'll throw you out of the car or that I'll open the door and push you out when we get down to about 30 miles an hour. I don't know what I said. Sometimes I'll say to him playfully, Josh, if you say that again, Daddy's going to slow it down to about 5 miles an hour and kick you out of the car. Ha, ha, ha. And he'll go, oh, Dad, you're kidding, right? And I'll go, I don't know.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, come on, Morgan. It's not as bad as you think.
So what we're doing here today is we're taking Phil Hendry to task for writing something.
No, Phil, no, wait. I don't want you to get away with this. Like, Dr. Tartar now is the guy that needs help.
Well, you're the man here. Dr. Tartar, look, what Phil wrote was decidedly adult. I don't know that he should be expected to keep in mind that there might be children reading this.
There wasn't a child reading it. I was.
All the more reason that you should have been more alert to what Phil had written and been editing it as you read it.
What?
When you read it, be alert to it.
When I read it, be alert to it. Okay, that's exactly what I was. I was alert to it.
When you read it, can't you edit as you read?
No, Phil, I'm not a professional announcer like you. I know a lot of that's the kind of thing you guys know how to do, right?
I wouldn't say us guys. You're talking about guys that talk on whatever the hell it is that we talk on for a living?
And what was that supposed to mean?
He's talking about guys that are on the radio or do the streaming shows.
Yeah. You guys know how to do that, right?
I don't know about these other guys. I'm not bad at it. Some guys have got to, you know, pre-read the copy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you pre-read the copy, yes, but you know how to edit it on the fly?
If I've pre-read the copy, I've already edited it. If I haven't read the copy, yeah, I'm okay at it, man, but I wouldn't say I'm the best. But, you know, if I was reading something like that, what you're saying is, oh, that's Rick Elk. I probably would have got to the Rick Elk part and stopped.
Now, why didn't you do that?
Why did I do what?
Why didn't you stop when you got to the part that said, oh, Rick Elk is her firearms instructor? You would have known that somewhere down the line the word freezer was going to be loaded.
Well, it was almost... Have you ever fallen down a hill and you can't stop the momentum?
Get out of here, man. You're making it sound like it's something you couldn't help.
I'm telling you right now, Dick, but the momentum, what I read, I said, oh, my son said... And what did Mr. Henry write? He said, Elk is code for Rick Elk. Is there such a guy as Rick Elk? I have to ask you that, Phil. Is there such a guy?
I have no idea. No, I don't know.
I have no idea. I hope you're listening to this, Josh.
All right. Are we going to start doing that again, making fun of what I'm saying, even with the guests?
I'm sorry, but my son I know is listening right now, and I wanted him to know the truth.
If your son's listening right now he's hearing this entire thing all over again. What makes you think he's more able to receive this information now than he was, whatever this was? Was this this morning?
You know, Margaret, I can't tell whether you've got a bad cold, whether you're a man.
Hang up on this piece of... Now, wait a minute.
All right, I take it back. I'm sorry.
You take what back?
The whole thing about being a man.
You know, Ron, when you first were on this program...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. Mama's going to talk here. When you were first on this program, I had a lot of sympathy for you, even when you were ripping into Stephen Hawking, one of the greatest minds the world has ever known.
God damn.
Yeah, I hope you're hurting. I hope this is bothering you. But now I have no sympathy for you. Now you're reading this to your son, and now you're repeating it to your son, and you have him listening to it tonight.
Because I want him to be clear on what it was you were talking about, Mr. Hendry.
Hey, Josh, if you're listening, I was making a joke. It was an adult joke. I know that your dad didn't mean to read that to you. I guess he did. I'm sorry for that.
But, Josh, what Mr. Hendry was saying was that Rick Elk is a fictitious guy, okay? So she's not really...
Okay, so what are you going to say now?
Well, and the freezer, that's not really their nickname for her baby place.
All right, I got to get done with this.
All right, what are you talking about?
I got to get out of this, man. I'm not going to be talking about this crap with you, okay?
With me? That's my son I'm talking about.
Where's your son right now?
He's in the other room. Okay, Josh, just turn it off. Well, turn off the computer, whatever the hell you're listening to this on.
I don't want to do it, Dad.
Turn it off. All right, are we going to talk like adults here or what?
So far, we've not been doing that.
You're talking about your son's in the other room, and you're talking about she's stuffing Rick Elk in her...
See what I'm saying? And even your staff thinks it's funny.
No, we were prepared not even to talk about this tonight. I had tweeted that today. There was no way I was going to be talking about it. You brought it up.
But I bring it up, and there's your staff going, ha, 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 ha. Robert, you know, I think you're one of the more mature members of this staff.
How can you not help but laugh at that?
Talk about she's going around this summer, she's going to have Rick Elk inside the freezer. God damn.
You know, see, now, this is interesting. Now the whole thing's a joke.
Well, now it's funny. Now that you've brought it up again, it's even funnier than it was the original time, and I didn't even see it the first time. In fact, the first time you told me about it, it wasn't funny.
That's true. Now it is funny.
Oh, I see. So I've made it funny.
Pretty much, yeah. By repeating the...
Jesus. Wow.
You want me to let you go, man?
Yeah, because now my son's crying.
He is.
No, I'm just kidding.
You wish he was, though.
Well, if he was crying, at least I could come back on you and say, you made my son cry. Fuck it. Forget it. They don't buy it.
Okay. Yeah, you want to play Madden?
Yeah, let's play some...
There he is, Dr. Ron Tarner on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Miniature chickens at Del Rico's farm. Hi, I'm Chad Del Rico, and we're the supplier of Ted's of Beverly Hills Restaurant. The miniature chickens are back at Del Rico's farm. Del Rico's farm has the miniature chickens. They specialize in the evolutionary cul-de-sac that created such a small bird. And now you, too, can live the way Ted's of Beverly Hills and so many other restaurateurs live, serving up little tiny chickens that cost $50 a plate and wouldn't feed a guinea pig. Miniature chickens at Del Rico's farm. I'm Gus Del Rico. What did I say my name was?
Jack or something.
Well, it's Gus now, and that is where it will stay. Gus Del Rico. Del Rico chickens. They're small, they're handy, they're tasty, they're with you forever and evermore. Del Rico chickens.
Look for them in the frozen food section.
Hey, Ted's of Beverly Hills here. I'm Ted, rather. Hi, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. That's what I meant to say. Hey, nothing like that miniature chicken, I'll tell you. You go ahead and pop that in your mouth, you haven't had anything. You feel like you're still going to starve.
Miniature chickens. Look for them in the frozen food section.
You said that.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California returns now with Mr. Hendry.
Thank you very much, Bud Dickman. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show here. Don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Our Facebook fan page is Phil Hendry Fans, P-H-A-N-S. That's facebook.com/Phil Hendry Fans.
If you go over there right now, we've posted a Steve Bozell, what he said on the show the other day, right?
Yeah, well, Steve was on the show the other day. What was he talking about the other day?
Some weird thing, but you're saying, what are the other weird things?
Yeah, you want people, what are your favorite weird memories of Steve Bozell? Let me tell you something, friend. I've got memories of Bozell. Are they favorite? No, thank you.
All right, well, go to our website and check it out. It's not really a poll. It's just you're invited to comment. It had to do with what Steve said on the show the other day.
Well, Steve was on the program the other day, Phil, talking about his wife, April, peeing along the property line.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, he was kidding, right?
Who knows, man? I think he was... I don't think he was kidding so much as he might have been a little bit mistaken. But anyway, that was a springboard. I didn't say but Imway, but that's okay if you think I said but Imway. But anyway, what Steve Bozell was talking about the other day was about his wife. You know, he thought peeing along the property line.
Well, this is peeing on the property line to keep coyotes out, is that it?
Yeah.
But you said you knew a woman that did that.
I knew a girl who claimed... that she had done that.
What's that about, man?
What's what about?
What do you mean, going out with a woman like that?
Yeah, were you a little bit weird in those days? What?
No, I wasn't weird in those days. She was a very beautiful girl. She was a writer for a... I don't want to get into a whole bunch of shit here, okay?
See, look at this. So it's some kind of a celebrity, huh?
No, it was... She was a writer. She was actually a reporter for a... I'm not going to get into this specific. She was She was a reporter for a paper. We went out... She told me one night that she had coyotes coming into her yard. She went out there one time and peed along the property line. Okay?
Jesus.
Yeah, you better put your clothes on, man. I ran out of here fast.
No, I did not. Not at all. As a matter of fact, when she told me that, I thought, wow, that's pretty smart.
Well, you know something? I can sort of see, now that you put it that way, yes. She's a sister. And sisters are doing it for themselves. Okay? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
What is with you, General? Just sit back and take it, you know?
God damn.
That's right. Shut up and take it, boy.
What is this song?
Don't worry about what it is. You'll find out. Now there was a time, yeah, when they used to say, hey, that behind every great man, there had to be a great woman. But in these times of change, you know that it's no longer true.
Yeah.
So we're coming out of the kitchen, 'cause there's something we forgot to say to you, and that sisters are doing it for themselves.
Good Christ.
That's right, General. Sisters are standing on their own 2 feet and ringing their own bells.
Oh, you're ringing your own bells.
And turn the garbage off, will you? Isn't that inspiring?
Yeah, sure. The garbage.
What's this about ringing my own bell?
That's what you said.
I sang the song, we're ringing our own... I don't like you saying it, all right?
Finish singing the song, Marvin, okay?
I'll do it right. Yes. and we're ringing our own bells. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Mr. Henry was taught by the sisters.
There was... What?
Mr. Henry was taught by the sisters.
That's not the sisters they're talking about, bud.
I'm not talking about... Lip of the female state.
Liberating the female state.
You know what? You know what? I hope all you monkeys die screaming. I'm Margaret Gray.
God damn.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Mr. Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Hey, don't forget to go over to the website, philhenryshow.com, get a backstage pass, get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's the only way you can enjoy the original Punk'd, the original Sacha Baron Cohen. Whatever the hell, what's the guy's name?
I don't think I like that original Sacha Baron Cohen thing.
We like it, Phil. We're going to use it. The original Sacha Baron Cohen, Phil Henry.
Anyway, go to our website, get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. And don't forget to head over to our fan page, facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. Take part in our little survey, our little Remember Wins there about Steve Bozell. We'll have more for you coming up this week. That's facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS, and give us a like.
Yeah! That's a bad jam right there.